At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon, and behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But Jesus did not say a word in answer to her. Jesus' disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did Jesus homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And the woman's daughter was healed from that hour. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
At the time of Jesus, the Jews used to tell a story of a great king who owned a large orchard where he grew mangoes, grapes, papaya, corn, and many other crops and fruits. So he entrusted his orchard to some farmers, the servants, and went off on a long journey. And when he returned, he went to see his orchard and found it full of thorns and weeds. The king became very annoyed and told his servants to burn everything. But then he noticed among the weeds a beautiful ripe pineapple. He tasted it. It was sweet, very sweet. Then he told his servants that because of that pineapple, he would not destroy the field. From this story, the rabbis concluded that because of Israel, the whole world would be saved. So the Jews thought this even during the time of Jesus. They thought they were the only pure human beings on earth. And they looked at pagans as dogs who did not know the law of God. They regarded themselves as the delight of the Lord. So, my dear brothers and sisters, a quick reflection on today's gospel may give an impression that even Jesus fell into the same trap of regarding the Gentiles as dogs. For we heard him call the Canaanite woman a dog, saying, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." When a Canaanite woman comes to him, he treats her harshly. And when she asks for help, he does not even bother to look at her. When his apostles plead with him to send her away because she's shouting after us, they said, Jesus answered her rather rudely, saying, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as a matter of fact, Jesus had limited his public life to the members of his own people, the Israelites, the Jews. And when sending out his disciples, at first, he told them not to turn their steps to pagan territory and not to enter into any Samaritan town, but to go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, as we read from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 10, verse 5 to 6. So why did he issue such a directive, which today seems completely out of place? My dear friends, the good news, the gospel, certainly had to be announced to the whole world, to all the nations. But this work had to begin somewhere. Salvation was to be announced first to the people of Israel, to those who for many centuries had been prepared to understand it and receive it, meaning the Jews, because they were prepared from the time of Abraham to receive the good news. So Jesus had to begin with this group of people. And after they had been evangelized, after they had received the good news, they had the duty, the mandate, to proclaim it to the entire world. That's why, in the last chapter of the Gospel of St. Matthew, that last verse, chapter 28, verse 20, Jesus told his disciples, "Go then to all peoples everywhere and make them my disciples. Baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." So this time, the ministry is not limited to the Jews, to the Israelites, but to people of all nations. And by curing the daughter of the Canaanite woman, Jesus teaches his disciples that the time has now come to pull down the barriers that divide people. The people of God include all, as we saw in the first reading. And for us, it is time to remove the barriers of race, of tribe, of nationality, and everything that divide us, and regard ourselves as the people of God. So when Jesus tells the Canaanite woman, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the house of dogs," he is in fact treating her scornfully in order to try her faith. He is in no way scorning her in a real sense. He's just trying her faith. My dear friends, one important lesson that we have to learn from the whole account is the example of perseverance in prayer, the unwavering faith of this woman. The woman persevered in her request. Nothing discouraged her, neither the impatient attitude of the apostles, nor the icy cold silence of Jesus, nor his categorical denial, saying, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs," ironically calling this woman a dog. She was not discouraged. She persevered in her request, in faith. She was not shaken. She knelt down in front of Jesus, pleading with him, saying, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." So Jesus, hearing this reply, exclaimed, "Woman, you have a great faith." Jesus sincerely acknowledged the great faith of this woman. No Israelite was ever praised by Jesus like this. This praise is only second to what was said to the Roman centurion who asked Jesus to go and cure his servant, just a servant who was almost dying. And Jesus said, "I will come." But this servant said, "I'm not worthy to have you under my roof." You know, remember that celebrated statement which we always repeat at Mass. "But only say a word and my servant shall be well." So these are the two examples of great faith which we have in the New Testament. So like this woman, we must persevere in prayer, even when it is difficult to do so. Even when we do not feel like praying, even when we feel dry to pray, we must persevere in prayer. You might have seen a video clip which is circulating in the media about Pope Francis, who is saying, "Never abandon prayer even when it seems pointless to pray." I like this. He says, "Never abandon prayer even when it seems pointless to pray." How many times have I given up when I've thought that maybe what I'm praying for, I don't get it? We must persevere in prayer. Always pray, even though the heart is sometimes out of tune, is dull, is cold, is heavy, inattentive. Even though at times you do not feel like praying, just pray. Sometimes God delays in answering our prayers in order to increase our merits, in order to test our faith, as he did with this Canaanite woman. And whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you receive it, and you will have it. The evangelist Mark tells us, that chapter 11, verse 24. And he also adds, "All things are possible to him who believes." May God bless you. Amen.